So it's Welcome Back Sunday, and I've been looking at this word welcome. I've been thinking about it and what God is saying to us. And who recognizes this symbol? Just give me a show of hands. I don't even want to shout out. Just if you know what it is, put your hand up. And of one voice together, what is it?
McDonald's.
Do you know that McDonald's is the largest fast food restaurant in the world? Did you know that? It's just absolutely, I wrote it down here, that 68 million customers a day they have. That's a lot of fries. It started in 1940 by two brothers called McDonald. And it's in 119 countries. And it's just extraordinary. It has a turnover of $29.5 billion a year and a profit of $5.5 billion a year. That is a heck of a lot of fries, I'm telling you. And McDonald's, they just have a great value in welcome. They want to welcome customers. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a new advert out on the billboards in Sheffield, and it's called Natter on Tuesdays. Come and have a Natter on Tuesdays. They've stolen it from St. Thomas Crooks. But you can go into McDonald's. It's aimed at the more mature clients. Go in on a Tuesday afternoon and have a Natter. I think you get reduced cholesterol at reduced prices. But they've got a high value on welcome, so much so that they have a song, that McDonald's have a welcome song. This is absolutely true. And I was thinking, do we need to get one, Lord, a welcome song at Crooks? And just dim the lights. This is it. And I saw another welcome. I'll just show you one more thing. It's not a song, this one. In a moment, I'll put it on. But I saw this. It was a card that was in one of my favorite retail outlets, the name of which shall remain secret. Begins with J and ends with L. And this was a card. It's called Urban Graphics, and this is a welcome home card. Just look at this here. I mean, what kind of child is that? The light's back up.
Welcome home, parents.
That is like, what's been happening in the house while I've been away, little baby? So that's... I thought that was a great card. It's just, I say I'm just a sad kind of person. Those are the kind of things that take my fancy. But welcome is a very important thing, and we love to be welcomed. On Welcome Back Sunday, I want to ask you this question. What is the vision for St. Thomas Crooks for 2014? Who can remember what it is in one word? Not the staff. The staff are going, oh my goodness, what is the vision for this year? But non-staff people, who can remember what the vision is?
Increase.
Oh, good. I shall pay you later. Increase. So that's the word for this year. And that comes from John chapter 3 and verse 30, when we are told that Jesus must increase and we must decrease. So that was the vision we sense that God gave us for this year, that in all things Jesus must increase. And throughout this short message this morning on Welcome Back Sunday, I would like you to see behind it all, fainter, is this word increase. Increase. So, Welcome Back Sunday. Let's just go to that. What is the Lord saying to us on Welcome Back Sunday? And I would like to suggest to you three things the Lord is saying to us on Welcome Back Sunday. I hope you engage with this on a personal level, wherever you are in your life, if you're a guest or a visitor or a core member of the church or whoever, wherever you are, but also as a church, that we would engage with this for the rest of this year. And I want to start clearly with a verse that the Lord put into my mind. I was looking at the McDonald's adverts and other things as well, but this verse has been with me really since the beginning of the summer, and it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And there's three verses 16, 17, and 18. And it's one of the greatest three verses, triplets, I think, in the New Testament. And this is what St. Paul says to this little church in Thessaloniki, which became a very influential church. And he says this. He says that they are to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances. I want you to say after me on three, these three phrases. One, two, three. First thing we are to do in the month of September, which we're in now, the month of September is going to be a month of welcome. And we are going to rejoice in all our welcomes. Now, this is not a McDonald's welcome. This is not a weird welcome.
Welcome to our church.
At the door. You know, welcome teams. I don't want you to sound kind of like Tong at the door at the front there, like the baby. This is a proper welcome. Now, I want you to think just for a moment. I want to share with the person next to you. What is one of the best welcomes you've ever received? Not in a church necessarily, maybe at friends or wherever it is. Think of one of the best welcomes, maybe a party you went to. Think of one of the best welcomes you've ever received in your whole life. Okay? Now, if you went, maybe it was when you were a small child or a baby. You probably can't remember that. But if you pray right now, the Lord, the Holy Spirit will bring it into mind. You were 6 months old and you had a great welcome at a party. Maybe not. What is one of the best welcomes you've ever received? And I want you to just share that for maybe 20 seconds, 30 seconds with the person next to you. Think of a really, when you know those moments when you go, that was so good. I feel so welcomed with the person next to you now. 30 seconds, okay? Now, what makes, if you think about it, what makes a really good welcome, a really good welcome is when it's real. When it's a real welcome. And it's obviously real. And not only that, it's generous and it's gracious towards you. You know when you knock on somebody's door and you go, hi, it's me, and they go, hello. And you can hear the party behind them. You know, everybody's dancing to ABBA. Who are they? And you think, this is good. And people go, ah. And you can see the thought bubble. We weren't expecting you. And you've got the bottle of Liebfraumilch. You know when you get the cheapest bottle in the supermarket but has the best label? You know what I mean, don't you? Why is Paul Morris nodding away there? Never invite him. It's so cheap. But they go, come in. And in that moment, you know, they don't really want me here. You know, there's that. And then you kind of go in and you feel slightly uncomfortable. And when you get in there, all the best stuff's gone and there's nothing left for you. You get the cheap bits. You get Paul Morris's bottle of cheap wine that is always left. Here's a good top tip if you have a party. Trish and I have given loads of parties over the years. Here's a top tip. When people bring the bottles of wine, search through them diligently. Get the best three bottles and put them in out of the way. No? There's nothing wrong with that. Jesus saved the best wine. It's true, isn't it? You say the best wine. You don't know these people when they come into your house. Give them the cheap stuff. See how they manage with it. If they can't manage the cheap stuff, don't give them the good stuff. Anyway, I'll move on. And that was a top tip on Welcome Back Sunday, I'm telling you. We built a ministry on that, Trisha and I. Our pantry's got all the good stuff in it, I'm telling you. Anyway. But welcomes which are real and which are gracious and generous. One of the best welcomes I've ever had was the first time I ever went to the States. It wasn't McDonald's. And after a 20-hour journey, I was with my friend, predecessor, Mike Breen. We went to this, it's a work trip. And we got to this place we were staying, which were very lovely people. And it was quite a big kind of like, it wasn't just a house, it was like a complex, and we were in a guest cabin. And we got there and they welcomed us, and they welcomed us into the big house. It was a bit like, kind of, you know, Dallas. It was like massive, this place. And we got there and we had this amazing meal. It was like a 5-course meal. I had to give my testimony. How did you become a Christian, Mick? And I thought, I've just done 20 hours flying, and I don't... But you do, don't you? Yeah, I gave my testimony and how I became a Christian. And then we had the second course, then we had the third course, then we had the fourth course. And then we had the cheese, and then we had a brandy with the coffee. And I'm thinking, oh, God. And it was generous to it. It was like amazing stuff that was coming out. And the welcome overwhelmed me. And as I walked back to my bed in this cabin, the psychic was that my stomach was saying to my brain, why have you just let him have a 5-course meal? It is now 3:45 in the morning because of the jet lag. And I'm thinking, I don't feel very good. But then the Lord said, but what a wonderful welcome you've received. And I did. And I slept really well. I slept so well, apart from the bullfrog this big, which I found in my shoe the following morning. It's weird. They got weird things over there. Like McDonald's and bullfrogs and... Anyway, but that was one of the best welcomes I've ever received. Now, this month of September, we are going to have lots of people come to our church. We are going to have lots of guests and visitors, lots of students. We've already had 50 students contact our student team to say, when we arrive, we're coming to you. We've never had that number before. Already say they want to come here. So we're going to have lots of people coming here. So what I'm saying is, I think God is calling us to offer the best welcome we can to our guests and visitors. Welcome them into the church, but also welcome them into our homes, into our cells and clusters. Welcome them into our lives. If I went to somewhere, a church, and I would much rather somebody come and say to me, hi, are you new? I'd much rather say, no, I've been coming for a year. I'd much rather that happen than nobody go to me and think, is he new? Is he new? Has he been coming? I'll leave it. You know what I mean? Always go. I mean, I ask people all the time, are you new? Are you new here? I'd much rather ask people and welcome them again. I'd say, oh, well, have you been coming a year? How's it going? How'd you find it? It's great. Sorry. There's that many faces here, but I wanted to make sure I connect with you. This is a month for welcome. Let's make sure we welcome our guests and our visitors into our church family. September then will fast go. We move into the month of October as we welcome them with joy. That's what I mean. When you welcome someone, you welcome with joy. Come in, give them a hug, give them a great handshake. It's great to see you, whoever you are. Whatever your name is, you are welcome here with joy. Rather than a kind of, well, welcome. If you got to come here, you got to come here. Don't make a noise. Don't sit in that chair. Well, that's my chair. Sit in the back in the cheap seats. Let us welcome people with joy. And then we get to October. We've got all these people who are welcomed into our church family. The joy of the Lord is upon us all. And then October. October will be a month for Thanksgiving. And we are to give thanks in all circumstances. October traditionally is a month for harvest. Yeah, those of you there's a few nods here. A lot of younger people don't understand that, but you know, more mature people in the church, more mature than I even, will remember that traditionally in the church, in the Western church, that the month of October is when a lot of harvest services were held. Harvest was a time, traditionally, when the people gave thanks to God for his provision in their lives. The provision of the harvest being brought in that would enable them to live for the next 12 months. It was a wonderful thing. Great hymns were sung about harvest, and we don't sing them now, I understand that, but they're still there. We plough the fields and scatter. Come on, Sunday school. but it is fed and watered. Sing up in the balcony. He sends the warmth to. Come on, it's the only time you're going to sing it. The breezes and the sunshine and soft refresh. Big finish now. Come on, come on, come on. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven. Come on. So thank the Lord, oh, thank the Lord for all his love. Woo! Don't anybody ever moan to me that we don't sing harvest hymns in this church. Get the sermon recording, because that's it for 5 years. Come, another one, I'm going to sing this one. Come, you thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in ere the winter storms begin. Thankfulness, thankfulness, thankfulness for God's provision. And you know, we've forgotten. We've forgotten about that. Because we can go to a supermarket or a shop 24 hours a day and get anything we want. We've forgotten the Lord of the harvest. And therefore, we've forgotten to say thank you to the Lord of the harvest. Please and thank you are the two things I think we've forgotten. We've forgotten how to say please and thank you. To ask our God, please, Lord, would you? And thank you, Lord, that you did. I think we forget how to teach our children. Trish and I, every day, we thank God for so many things, for his provision in our lives, for our children, for their health, for our grandchildren. At every meal, we say thanks. We give grace. We say grace and give thanks for every meal, not only when there's guests around the table, but when it's just me and Tricia, we give thanks for God's provision in our lives. Because we have known times in our lives when we have not had that, what we've got now. He's always provided for us, but sometimes in our lives, in the past, it's been a bit on the edge. But he always came up and provided for us. And the month of October is a month when we need to remember to give thanks in all circumstances. And sometimes, as Nick was saying, sometimes for some of us, the summer's not been too good. There's nothing worse, is it, when you come back and people go, how was your summer? They go, oh, it was amazing. It's amazing. We went to, you know, Taiwan, and then we went to Norwich. We had a kind of mixed kind of summer. And then we went, we climbed the Alps. And then we went, you know, scuba wreck diving in the West Indies. Oh, we've had an amazing time. What's yours been like? And you're thinking, flip. And you go, yeah, it's been okay. Quiet. That's a kind of adjective, isn't it? You know what I mean? When you go, we've had a quiet summer, which means you've had a naff summer. You know? You went away, you look forward to it all year, and you went away the last week of August when the temperature was 9 degrees and it rained every day, and you went to Norwich. And the moral is, never go to Norwich. Is anybody here from Norwich? Eric, are you from Norwich? Yes. God bless you, my friend. Eric is our finance director, and I will not be paid next month now. But sometimes it's hard to give thanks in all circumstances. If somebody's ill in the family, if you're concerned about the future, if you're trying to juggle kids and job and childcare and this, you're not as mobile as you were. Well, I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff happens in our lives. Your Christian life is not as cool as that person's Christian life. It doesn't seem to quite work out for you sometimes the way it does for everybody else. You've been praying and praying and praying, and it's not really happened. But the scripture says we are to give thanks to the Lord of the harvest in all circumstances. Not when life's good or life's brilliant or you're laid on a beach and it's like, I feel so good. But when it's pouring down with rain and it didn't quite work out right. We are to give thanks in all circumstances. So in October, we are going to give thanks. And we're going to see people at the front here giving stories of God's provision, stories of God's grace in their lives, but also in our small groups and clusters. I'm going to ask you, leaders will be emailed, let's start to have a month of absolute thanksgiving everywhere. Because we are the church of Jesus, and we are the people of thanksgiving, and we are the people who have an attitude of gratitude. Let's not forget it. Let's not walk around with faces like this. No matter what's happening in your life, you're breathing in and out. It's called being alive. Thanks be to God. Amen? Amen. Let's have an amen there, Joyce. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We're going to have a training course with you. Yes. You and Benson are going to give us an amen, hallelujah training course. Woo! Come on. Amen. And we need to remember the amens and the hallelujahs. Yes. Amen, sister. With our hands lifted high in praise, thanksgiving. And that's going to be the month of October. We're going to have amens and hallelujahs from the center of the congregation. Well, at least from that edge over there. God bless you. Keep that going. Keep that going, sister. I love it. Oh, it brings energy to my soul. I want to testify the goodness of the Lord. Hey, give me a hug, sister. Come here. Woo-hoo. Come on. Come on. Come on. Once we start out, I'm telling you, you'll never get us sat down. And I want to give thanks for my walking and my knee. I mean, look at this. And I particularly want to thank, I'll embarrass him now, Team Hatton, Paul Hatton, my friend and physio, and Johnny Cassidy, my friend and physio, whom actually got me in this position that I am. Because they've worked so hard, they've done so much work with the gym people, and I've got a personal trainer. I go to the gym regularly every week. I hate it. It's awful, but it's doing me good. It's like eating bran. It tastes rubbish, but you know it's going to do you good sometime in the future. That's October. We are to give thanks in all circumstances. And in a world when you look at the news and you look at the TV and the papers, we need to be people of thanksgiving. Our world is in such a precarious state. But when people see you in the workplace, they see you in your life, and they see that you can give thanks. Even though it's a struggle sometimes, you can give thanks. How could you do that when I find it so hard? Because I'm a Jesus person. I'm a Jesus person. He's done this in my life. We have food on the table. We have a roof over our heads. We've got a 13-year-old car. It's great. I love it. Trish wants to get another one, but I like it. It's got another 10 years in it, yeah? That's October. Then we'll move into, not too much on this one because we'll talk more of this later in the term. We then move into November, and after having a month of welcome and a month of thanksgiving, November will be a time for vision. A time for vision. And the scripture says we are to pray continually. And that's what we will do in the month of November. We will be praying that God would give us the vision for 2015. We're still in 14, a year of increase. And we've seen an extraordinary increase in the quality of our walk with Jesus. We've seen an extraordinary increase in what God is doing in this church. We had a staff day on Tuesday, and still on the whiteboard in room one. We put in the middle St. Thomas Crooks, and we put the seven churches. Then it began. Another 20 bubbles went in. We're not just seven churches. We've got colleges here. We've got food banks here. We've got worship stuff here. We've got conferences here. It just went on and on and on. And we actually worked out And this is a minimum figure that we have connection with and influence over 50,000 people. Now you look at this little worship area with 400 people squashed in. How can that be? We have conferences where people, leaders come from around the world here, go back and put into practice these simple things of thanksgiving, huddles, clusters, missional communities. The work we do with our friends who have worked so hard on this over the years, like 3DM, Rich and Anna, she's here this morning. All this work these guys are doing, we work with them. We have this influence, and we saw on Tuesday at the staff day, the influence that this church has got. He's increased so much, but also in the lives of people like you. When you think about this year, what increase has God given you? Your love for Jesus, your capacity to do these things, the friendship groups you've got, maybe your financial provision. Increase, increase, increase. But in November, we'll be asking the Lord, we've thanked him for all that he's done this year. And we're going to ask him, what about next year? And I tell you now, the Lord gave me the word and the vision for next year in April this year. And I'm so excited about it, but you're not going to know till November what it is. And we're going to be praying. We've got daily prayers starting tomorrow. If you can, many people can't be with us. 9 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 9 o'clock here, 3 on the gallery. We gather about 50 people now at 9, maybe 30 people at 3. We pray Monday through to Friday. So exciting. And as Nick said, thought for the day. If you're walking to work, if you're in the car, if you get a chance at lunchtime, put the website on or put it on your phone or get your earphones in. We've expanded it now to maybe 3.5 minutes. The scripture reading, and one of the staff members will give a thought for the day. It's fantastic. It's an amazing resource to help equip you to pray. Pray, pray, pray continually for the vision God has got for your life, for your family, for your future, and for the future and life of this church. It's so exciting. That's November. And I can't wait. We'll have Vision Sunday, 16th of November, a whole week of prayer and fasting. We'll have a night of prayer at the end of that week on Friday. We'll have commitment Sunday on the Sunday. See what God is going to do. So there we are. That's it. September, October, November. Now, I'll just finish off by saying this for the band come out. Let's go back to where we started, increase. If you want to see increase in these next months, September, October, November, it's a wonderful way to do it, because then in December, it's Christmas, the tree goes up. It's amazing. The year's going by so quick, isn't it? But if you want to see increase, do these things. In fact, I say even more, if you want more increase, if you want to deepen that increase, rejoice more, pray more, give thanks more. Find every opportunity to give thanks for what God's doing in your life. And I would go even further than that. I would say if you want the increase to overflow, the graphic is amazing here now. It goes red. Look at that. If you want even more increase, then it's your choice. It's your choice to rejoice and welcome people. Welcome the Lord into your life. Welcome guests and visitors. Welcome. Open your home. Bring people in. Rejoice that you are being used by God. Give thanks in all circumstances. Every day, give thanks. When you get up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for my family. You are so good. Thank you. And pray on all occasions. Now, it's your choice. This is not done for you. As individuals, as grown-ups, we have a choice. And I want to challenge you. It's your choice now to do this. But as you do it, you will see the Lord of the harvest increase his harvest of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, all these wonderful things in your life and in your family. Increase. Now, how do I know that that's a certainty? I know it because of this. This scripture ends by saying this: rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I just love it. It's what God has planned for you and me. He wants this in our lives. He wants the harvest in our lives. He wants a smile on our faces. He wants us to pray. He wants us to rejoice. He wants us to give thanks. It's His will. So when people say to me, I don't know God's will for my life, Mick. Oh, Vicar, what's God's will? I've been struggling for this for 20 years. What is God? And I say, come here. I love you. Smack round head. In love. God's will for your life is this moment. Rejoice. Rejoice. We need to rejoice. Pray continually. And give thanks this moment for the smack on the head I've just given you, to waken you up from your spiritual torpor and start engaging with God's will for your life. And you will see the overflow. You will see it. Let's get the band out right now. I'm going to ask you to do something as we finish this gathering right now. Okay, have a think on that. Hallelujah. Now, in a moment, we're going to stand. And when we stand, wherever you are in this church, you're going to put your hands over the person in front of you, and you are going to pray this scripture three times over them. Yeah? You are going to pray that the person in front of you rejoices always, prays continually, and gives thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, person. I can see the back of your head. This is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then we're going to do it again. And then we're going to do it again. If you don't do it for the person in front of you, you are disobedient and you are sinning, and you'll be struck down immediately by a member of staff who will be going around looking. Everybody on the front row, you're going to do it for the band and for me. And I'm going to get more than anybody else. Okay. Let's stand, shall we?